This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. German voters are heading to the polls this Sunday in parliamentary elections that will help choose a successor to Angela Merkel, who's been in power for 16 years. Merkel's party is scrambling to be center-left rival, as recent polls suggest a tight race at the finish. Merkel's center union bloc is expected to trail slightly behind the Social Democrats, with the Green Party eyeing at least a share of the part. About 64 million people are eligible to go to the polls and elect a new parliament, who will in turn elect a head of government. Amid an outcry of U.S. treatment of Haitian asylum seekers, the country's embattled prime minister said Saturday that inequalities and conflict drive migration. In a recorded speech to the United Nations General Assembly through a translator, Ariel Henry says that the situation at the U.S. border is a reminder that people are always going to flee poverty and conflicts for a better life, saying that migration will continue as long as Canada has both wealthy areas whilst most of the population, the world's population, indeed lives in poverty. He also brought up the photos of border agents in the state of Texas on horses, saying that images of the way many of my compatriots have been handled at the border between Mexico and the United States have shocked many people. U.S. President Joe Biden says it's being investigated. Meanwhile, the migrant encampment under the Del Rio Bridge has been cleared altogether. The U.S. has been continuing to fly some Haitians home and to allow others to remain for asylum hearings. There's more at voanews.com.